Friends, this Yeshiva is Peshas Chutz, Rabbi Chazkel Eliyahu ben Rabbi Yeshua, and Lerufuas Chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka. The Rambam writes that Sarach Adam Lishtadosh Lo Yashir Mipsara Pesach Ad Boker Shenemer Los Asirimenu Ad Boker. A person has to do his best not to leave over Bisara Pesach until the morning, as it says Los Asirimenu Ad Boker V'chein V'shen Nemer Lo Yashirimenu Ad Boker V'im Hishirimenu Ben Brishimen V'shen Yover B'Los Asay V'en Eloka Alab Zeh Shorei Nitik Le'asay Shenemer V'anoser Mimenu Ad Boker Ba'ish Tisrofu. Rambam says, you're not allowed to leave over the Bisar Pesach, whether it's Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. He doesn't get Malkus because it's Nitik La'Esei. What's the Esei? That if he leaves it over, he has to burn it. So you see that a person is Pater from Malkus if he leaves over some Bisar Pesach because it's a Lav HaNitik La'Esei. Earlier on in Nechos Korban Pesach, Perak Aleph Alav HaChavav, the Rambam writes, Umotzin Esei Muruv Umaktir Noso Chel Osan Chel Bekol Zevach V'Zevach Vadam, Hameniach Hamor Melaktin and Ad Shalun of Nifsulino as over Lose, Shenever Lane Chiluch Agiad Boker, Vaishorven or Lok of the Shalav Shambo, the Fishambo Maisa. You take out the Amurim, you burn them, and if you leave them over, you're over in a Lose save, you don't get Malkus because the Lav Shambo Maisa. So it's very interesting. We had another shir about this. How the Rambam by the Gabi Amuri Pesach writes that if you leave it over, you're parted from Malkus because the Lav Shambo Maisa, but the Gabi. If you are mostly the Bisara Pesach, he says your Pater is a Lav Nitik La'Esei. Why by Imurim does the Rambam say that the Ptur is because it's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa, whereas by Bisara Pesach it's because it's a Lav Nitik La'Esei? The Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim Yod Ches Tes writes that also Lahosim Yipsar Kachim Lachos Manach Yilasim Shenemer B'Karbon Todol Los Vesirat Boker V'Odin L'Shar Kachim Kulam V'Mosi Reino Lokesh Shorei Nitko Akosub La'Esei Shenemer V'Nosim Menuat Boker. That a person is not allowed to leave over from the Bisar Kachim after Zman Achila, because it says by the Karban Todol Los Asiru Ad Boker, and the same thing applies to other Kachim. And if a person does, he doesn't get Malkus because it's Nitik La'Esei. So by Bisar Todol, the Rambam also says he's Pater Mi Malkus because it's Nitik La'Esei, and he doesn't say because the Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So now we have to understand. If he leaves over the Emurim, he's Pater from Malkus because the Lav Shem Bo Maisa. But if he leaves over from the Bisara Pesach and the Todah, he's Pater from Malkus because the Labanitic L'Essay, my height, why does he like the Labanitic L'Essay when it comes to Bisara Pesach and Todah, Mashen Kein Emur Korban Pesach, that he's Pater from Malkus because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh. Rav Gishtetner in his Nasan Pirio and Pesachim Pedal Ramad Aleph suggests as follows, that we don't find that it's a Lav Nitik La'Esei anywhere but in the Noser of Basar, like Psar Pesach or Toda, a Noser of Eish Tisrofu. But if we leave over for Neimuri Pesach that aren't Achilas Adam, rather Achilas Mizbeach, we don't find that it's a Lav Nitik La'Esei. Because when the Torah says V'hanoser ve'ish tisrofu, that's only talking about the basar. But the emurim that are not achilas adam, rather achilas mizbeach, there the Torah doesn't say that it's a lav nitik la'esei. And since the Torah only mentions the lav nitik la'esei, the v'hanoser ve'ish tisrofu, b'kesher to the basara pesach, and the Basar of the Todah, the Basar, therefore the Rambam only mentions the Lav Nitik La'Esei by the Basar. But if a person leaves over the Emurei HaPesach, where it doesn't say that if one leaves it over Be'esh Tisrofu, the Rambam says he's Pater for a different reason, because of the Lav She'en Bo Maisa, not Lav Nitik La'Esei, because the Torah doesn't say by Emurei HaPesach that you have to burn it. And therefore, it's not an Avalitic L'Essay, it's only a Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So writes the Mishnah HaMelech in the 18th Parak of Psulim Mikdashim Alachates. However, the Kesef Mishnah asks, in the 18th Parak of Psulim Mikdashim Alachates, Why does the Rambam write that Mosi Rusartoda Eino Lokum Shum Davinitik Laese? It should be a Lav Shein Bo Maise, because we pass in Lav Shein Bo Maise and Lokun Elav. So what's the Teret Kesef Mishnah's Teret? So the Rambam is telling us a Chiddush, that even if it was a Lav Shein Bo Vishesh Bo Maise, you would still not get Malkus because of Lav Anitik Laese. And Mishnah Melech asked in the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam should have said by Mosi Rusar Pesach Fetoda Eino Lokum, because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maise. Why? Because a Lav Anitik Laese, sometimes he's going to get Malkus. Like, for example, if the Noser got lost or was eaten by a lion, he can't be mitakin the lav, he can't burn it, so then he's going to get malchus. But mitam lav shein bo maisa, he never gets malchus. Therefore the Rambam should have said the more comprehensive answer, that he's not getting malchus lav shein bo maisa, and he's never going to get malchus. That includes all cases, but where's lav shein nitikla essay, so if he can't be mekayim the essay, so then he's going to be getting malchus. So why does the Rambam take the Lavinitik Lase road when Lav Shein Bo Maisa would be more inclusive? So it seems that Lavinitik Lase is better, because a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, even though you don't get Malkus because you didn't do a Maisa, nevertheless it's still an Avveira that he was Mosir, the Chelev of the Pesach, and he requires a Kapara. He's no different than any Bittul Mitzvah Sase, the Gabi Arba Chaluki Kapara, that if a person's over on a Mitzvah Sase, he has to do Tshuva. So even though he's over in an essay b'sheva al tase, nevertheless he needs tshuva. So even in an essay she'ein bo maisa, you need tshuva and kapara. The kosh came to iser lav, even though it doesn't have a maisa, you need tshuva and kapara. But a lav in itik l'essay, very interesting. It's muchach from Rashi in a number of places that the kiyuma essay is the kapara and the tikkun of the avera, and you don't need another kapara, like Rashi says in ba kasuf, when it says in the Gemara in Pesachim, pei dalid. So Rashi there in Ba'a Kasuv writes, Kol lav shenitik la'esei, ein lokan alav demashma zoi takanasav, im tavor alav esei zos v'inatzel. So any lav shenitik la'esei, you don't get malchus, because it's mashma, that's its takana. If you're over on the lav, do this and be saved. So to Rashi in Shavuos, nitko akasav lomar ze ansho v'takanas averas v'shisar feno, this fixes the averas. So to Rashi in Sanhedrin, lav nitik lesa, you don't get malchus, sheze ansho shalav shimehetiri yisar feno v'yapater. So to Rashi in Malchus, yadalat amid beis, shenitik akasav esese lios ansho shalav v'tikuno lomar lo tasekach v'masisa seizot v'hipater. So from these lashonas, it's mashma that when a lav nitik lesa, if a person's mekayim the essay, he doesn't need any other kapara. But a lav shein bo maisa vadi needs kapara. Tosis chavtes on base, famous Tosis, that if a person leaves over chametz in order to burn it, he's not over on the shehiyah, because bal yira is nitik la'essay, and therefore he's not over when he's mevarid in the end. So it's mashma lav nitik la'essay, there's no isur at all when he's mekayim the essay at the end. So in the tumim, and Lamed Dalet, Siv Katan Aleph writes that a rush is not nifsal la'idus min haTorah, elikishin is chayiv malchus, he's only pasul la'idus min haTorah, and he's chayiv malchus. So that's if he's over on a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, she'ein oloke, because of the kalas ha'iser. But a lav anitik la'esei, that he doesn't get malchus, not because of the kalas ha'iser, but because there's a takana, if he wasn't mitakein, he's chayiv malchus, and therefore he is nifsal la'idus. However, it would seem that a lav anitik la'esei, if he was mekayim the essay, the chait is miskaperin, he doesn't need a kapara. Mashen ken a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, he requires a kapara. And a lav anitik la'esei, only when he wasn't mitakein, he becomes pasul la'idus. And now we have a very nice teretz to the kash of the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Rambam should have written, that if he leaves over from Yipsar Pesach Vatod, he doesn't get malchus because a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. This reason is better because, or if you just say that that it's a lav shein bo maisa, you never get malchus. Whereas if it's a lav anitik la'esei, sometimes you do get malchus. So why did the Rambam ask the Mishnah Lamelech give a more inclusive answer? So the answer is, like we're saying, gevaldik adarabba fakert. The reason nitik la'esei is better is because if it's a lav shein bo maisa, you need kapara. Because a lav shein bo maisa is an avera, you just don't get malchus. But at least it requires akoponim a kapara. But a lav anitik la'esei, when you're mekayim the essay, you don't need any kapara. Because the kiyum ha'esei is the tikkun halav, the gamrei. we still have to be ma'ayin al-lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. V'tzorach adam l'shtadosh lo yashim ribsar Pesach ad boker shenemar lo sir menu ad boker v'chein b'sheni nemar lo yashir menu ad boker. And if a person who is mashir leaves it until the morning, both in Rishon and Sheni, he doesn't get malchus because the lav nitik la'asei. So the Rambam writes, you have to be mishtadel not to leave over. What's his lashon of mishtadel? You should just say, you're not to leave over. It's lashon of yishtadel. We've had other shiurim on this. By Emurei Pesach, he says, "Aminiru chamur b'lo k'tirat shalon of nifsu b'lina raise over b'lo sasei." Shenemar b'lo yelin chel chagiyat boker v'af pishaver ain olok mizlufi shem bo ma'isa. Here the Rambam doesn't say you have to be mishtadel not to leave over the Emurei Pesach. But by Bisar Pesach, he uses a lashon of yishtadel. So l'chor we can be miyashiv that dafka Bisar Pesach, it says l'sir min wad boker, that the lav is going on the gavra. He's the Baal HaPesach, and he has this mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore it says shaykh to say that a person has to be mishtadel not to be mashim b'psar Pesach ad boker sheni, because the lashon of the pasuk is l'sir min wad boker. It's going on the gavra, the Baal HaPesach, and he has the yishtadlus not to leave over until the morning, but the lav of lo yelim chelub chadgi ad boker is not referring to the bailim, because the bailim are zarim and they can't do this mitzvah of aktaras emurim, which is psula bizar. It's chayiv mitzvah, like the Rambam writes in Uchus Bias Mikdash Perek Tes Halacha Dal, that is zar, that was maktir, a varal mazbech is chayiv mitzvah, and therefore it says lo yaniach, which is not referring to the gaver, it's referring to the chefza, that it should not be left over until the morning and not be maktir it. And if it's left over in the morning, it has to be muktar, but it's referring to the chefts of the meat. Lo yaniach chel chagiyat boker. So who's mitzuva not to be meniach? That's the kohanim. Lo yalin chelub chagi ad boker. It shouldn't rest over. So it's referring to the cheft of the meat. So who shouldn't let it? It's really the kohanim, because they're the ones who have to burn it. So there's no specific gavra there. The Rambam, when he says a lashon of ishtadlus, he's referring to the, when we're relating to the gavra, which is the person who's leaving over the Bsar Pesach. But when the Torah talks about lo yalin, it's referring to the cheft of the meat. The cheft of the meat shouldn't be left over and not burned. And who's that referring to? It's referring to the meat. And whose job is it to burn it? The Kohanim. So the Rambam only says a lashon of ishtadel by, when referring to the gavra, to the Yisrael, whose Korban Pesach it is, he should make sure to eat it. But when we talk about lo yalin, that's referring to the meat itself. Therefore the Rambam doesn't say yishtadel, because the meat can't be mishtadel. It just shouldn't be left over, and if it's left over, the Kohanim have to burn it. However, by Korban Todah, the Rambam writes, Asa lahosim b'sar kachim lachos manachi lasan, shenemar b'sar b'korban Todah lo sir menu ad boker, v'hu adin l'shar Hakachim kulam. So Korban Todah, the mitzvah chilas in the bailim. And even though kachim kailam are nerech halachol adam, like in Zvachim nun hamad aleph, nevertheless, the bailim have the chova that it shouldn't come to noser. And since it says lo sasir, which is referring to the gavra, so why does the Rambam not write that a person has to be mishtadel shelo yashir mipsar pesach ad boker? So the answer may be, by Pesach the Rambam writes Yishtadel because a person should be eating the Psar Pesach Achila Sova. He has to be Savea from the Rambam writes in Parakas Mechos Korban Pesach Alecha Gimel. That's a mitzvah min amuvchor lechol b'psar Pesach Achila Sova. And therefore if he was makriv sham chagiga barbas or ochel mehem tchila v'chakach ochel b'sar Pesach, so you're yotze with the kezayis, but it's better to eat it a sova. The Mari Kurka says you have to eat a lot of it, so now it's very good. The Todah, the Rambam didn't have to write Yishtadel, Shlo Yishar, Nosar Min HaBoke, Min HaBasar, because the Todah is eaten to everybody, and not only to the Bailim. And if the Basar Todah is a lot of Basar Todah, the Bailim can't eat it all. They can give the Shirayim to other people and let them eat it. You don't have to say Yishtadel. You don't need a special Asamsus. If you see Basar, you just give it away. But the Pesach that's only eaten by the Bailim, and it's eaten ala sova, like it says, "Lefikachem hikrav shami chagiga rabas ochem im tchila." You're already eaten from the besar chagiga, so you're already partially full, and then you're supposed to completely fill up on the Pesach. But now you just ate a little bit, and you don't feel like eating anymore. So you have to be, you have to only give it to the menuyim on the Pesach, and maybe they're not going to want to eat anymore. They've already eaten. Because you're eating the carbon pesach ala sova, you've already had the chagiga. So there are not so many people who are available to eat, and they've already eaten. So therefore, there you need a special ishtadlus on the bailim. Maybe the ishtadlus means make a lot of people who are money on your carbon pesach, so it's not left over. Maybe, let's say, a person is besova, should he eat achila gasa? So achila gasa is not considered achila. And maybe al tzimitzvah achila is not makayim, but at least it saves him from the lav of noser. So that's an interesting question. Or maybe no. Maybe this is considered hefseh. The Rashi writes in Pei Dalet Amud Beis in Yuma that a person's better something become pasul on its own than be mafsid and sarif biyadayim. So maybe eating it the chilagas is considered sarif biyadayim. Rashi says in Yuma Pei Amud Beis, you're mazik the ochel ves atzmo. So maybe he's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to be mazik the besar kachim. That's an interesting question. So b'chlal, this is a very, very interesting sugya, and we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach, and that we should revisit it, and gives people food for thought, literally and figuratively. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.